Can you name the two U.S. states that have never recorded a high temperature over 100 degrees? The answer is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-917-9328. That's 1-800-917-9328. 1-800-917-9328.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 27th, the 178th day of the year. All 50 states have recorded high temperatures of at least 100 degrees at some point in their history, but you might be surprised to learn that only two states have never surpassed 100 degrees. The aforementioned Alaska is one, and the other is Hawaii. Our 50th state reached the century mark once in 1931. Hawaii, in fact, has the smallest temperature ranges of any state, with year-round lows consistently in the 60s and daytime highs generally in the 80s. You might say it's the one state that takes moderation to the extreme. Extreme. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.